I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Work continues in Brattleboro to find housing for about half of the residents displaced by a severe fire at an affordable housing apartment building over the weekend. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Amy Harrison attended a meeting held at the Brattleboro Fire Station Monday, and the news wasn't good.
Yeah, we kind of expected this was going to happen. I mean, it's a long process. I mean, I'm just making assumptions, but you know, from what I've seen and what I've heard and read about, there wasn't going to be anything more than yesterday. I mean, but we still wanted to be here just in case.
A fire early Saturday severely damaged two apartments in the 12-unit building owned by Windham & Windsor Housing Trust. Three other apartments will need extensive work, and officials say it might be months before the residents will be able to return. Police and fire officials were hoping that about half of the residents would have been able to move back in Monday, but more work is needed on the telephone, heating, and sprinkler systems. And so for at least one more night, Harrison and the other 40 or so residents will have to find alternative housing. Housing Trust asset manager Deb Zach says it was going to be a long recovery for the five families who were most affected by the blaze.
All five families lost possessions in that fire. A lot of those possessions are gone. You know, kids' beds. I mean, it's really sad the amount of loss that the tenants have had.
There are still a lot of unanswered questions about the fire, including the cause, which remains under investigation. Zach says it is going to be a month or so before the Housing Trust knows how much work is going to be needed to rehabilitate the building.
The saddest thing is that six households can't go back to that neighborhood immediately. And so there's been an impact on just the community that's been built. That's very hard to rebuild and replace.
The large former row house is one of the few multifamily units Windham & Windsor Housing Trust owns, and more than half of the people who are displaced are children. Windham & Windsor Housing Trust Executive Director Connie Snow says it's been a challenge to find temporary housing for the families, and it'll be even harder to come up with a long-term solution while the units were being renovated.
It's such a critical resource of affordable housing, 12 three-bedroom apartments. You can tell by the number of kids in the building, 25 kids. This is family housing, and it's important family housing. So we want to get this back online.
Officials say they hope people could move back in over the next few days, but they could not provide an exact time frame. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.